ecdysis. Before a snake sheds skin, she goes half blind for just a week or two. The fluid she excretes, a gray-white lubricant to ease the slide, pools under the scale of each eye, like warm milk filling up a metal spoon. When the world blurs, she searches out a rough surface to rub against, loosening first the old skin from her head where it will split, then working down. If done correctly, the skin should come off in one easy piece, a hollow tube of flimsy wax paper, a shroud of self, like the seat of jeans you've worn all week, that absence so distinct. I used to find them at the summer house, not snakes, but just their skin, outside the bolted wooden door that led to a dark cellar pit. I wanted to pick them up, to see through them the world in sepia, cut into diamonds or press them flat over my own skin like a graft to harden its texture. My mother warned me I could catch salmonella, so I only looked and pulled the iron latch up, stared inside for any sign of coiling against the blackness, stirring dust, or straining moon gray eyes.